attached to their partner. First team to make four balls gets $50. Controller round one. Remember, it's ping pong, so don't fling wrong. That's silly, but we don't care. It's the one and only Double Dare! Liza!
Celebrate. You got it. You got it. Congratulations, guys. Take those tubes off and come on back.
Welcome to Double Dare. And now, here's Liza Koshy.
Thank you, and welcome to Double Dare, where these two teams are gearing up for a rapid-fire test of trivia and a ridiculous obstacle course for a chance to win some crazy cash and some spectacular prizes. What up? I'm your host, Liza Koshy, and joining me is the fairy godfather of game shows. He doesn't cast spells, but he does throw out some good one-liner. He's the original magic man, Mark Summers!
How are you? Nice to see you. Thank you so much.
Hi, Liza.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the joke about the piece of paper?
No, I didn't. What was it?
It's terrible.
Mark, did you need that for the show?
No.
Okay, cool.
It's all up here.
It's all up here.
Yes.
Give it up for Mark. He's been doing this for years. All right, now enough about Mark being a genius. Let's meet our teams. Now, in blue, we have a brother-sister duo, Jack and Olivia. They love watching football, playing football, not to mention football. And football, also football. They are team football fanatics. So, Olivia, you like soccer?
Football.
What about football?
It's awesome.
So, Jack, what's it like to have Olivia here on your football team?
It's really fun because she's the only girl and she's the second oldest kid on the team.
You better go, girl. So, Olivia, I also heard you won MVP. Is that true?
Yeah, I did because I had the most flagpoles and interceptions on the last game.
Yeah, because you're the most valuable player. That's what that acronym means. Very cool. Do you think you're the MVP here or is that Jack?
I think I'm MVP. What are you talking about?
But let's also meet our red team. They're brothers and outdoor lovers. It's Tyson and Imboa. Now, I totally wasn't expecting that name from a team who are wearing bow ties. Give it up for the bow tie boys. I just realized you're still wearing your goggles. Is that for a look or do you want to take them off?
Oh.
So, bow tie. Huh? You love bow tie pasta?
That's actually because my name's Imboa, and his name's Tyson, so bow tie.
Very cool, Imboa and Tyson. So you guys love the outdoors. You've been to 24 national parks?
Yes.
I didn't even know there was that many. I need to get out more. What all parks have you been to?
I don't want to waste time here, so.
Tyson trying to play this game, right?
It'll take a while.
Yeah, that's what he came to do. He came to play. And Boa, you love animals is what I've heard, right?
Well, I love mammals and dogs. Any animal that you can actually go near and that won't actually attack you back.
Something that doesn't attack back.
Yes.
Okay, good. You guys, are you guys ready to play a little Double Dare?
Yeah.
Yeah. So here is how round one works. I'm going to ask you a question. You get it right, you get $50.
Sweet.
If you don't know the answer, I know, right? If you don't know the answer or you think the other team hasn't got a clue, you can dare them to answer it for double the amount. But be careful because they can double dare you right back for four times the amount. Then you either have to answer the question or take the physical challenge. You got it?
Yes.
Yep. All right, my bow tie boys, you guys won the first challenge. You have $50 on the board and control of the game. Here is your first question. The Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Award is in the iconic shape of an orange what?
Blimp,
you got it. That's right. $100. Hey. Your next question. What popular candy has the slogan, "Taste the Rainbow"?
Skittles.
You got it. Taste the Rainbow. Skittles. Was that a little bow tie dance?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it would.
Get down. Cool.
I like that. All right, your next question. Still in control. You since 1912, what is the Girl Scouts of America's slogan? Is it do a good turn daily, be kind and loving, or eat all the cookies?
Be kind and loving.
I like that too, but unfortunately that's incorrect. The correct answer is do a good turn daily. Because there was no dare, there were no dollars, but that does mean my football fanatics are now in control. Here is your question. What famous statue found on the island of Milos is missing her arms? Worth $50.
Dare.
Dare. Now worth $100. What famous statue found on the island of Milos is missing her arms?
Double dare.
Double dare. Now worth $200. What do we think, football fanatics?
We'll take the physical challenge.
They're taking the physical challenge. Come on over here, y'all.
The answer is Venus de Milo, $200 physical challenge. They can take the lead.
All right, football fanatics, we call this physical challenge Trash Heads. It's not personal, okay? One of you will wear a flip-top trash can that Michelle is holding over there, and she's got place on her head. All right, now don't worry. There are plenty of holes in there so you guys can breathe. Your teammate has to throw trash. No ordinary trash, because we're on double dare. That's right. It's going to be covered in gack. You have 30 seconds to sink 3 shots and win $200. But first, which one of you is trash?
Me.
So you're trash. Yeah. Head on over to Michelle and get geared up. There you go. Get your goggles on. Look at you, covered. Oh, my gosh, you look great. Make sure you stay behind the line. You got that? Cool. He's got it. All right, 30 seconds on the clock. There's $200 on the line. All you guys have to do is make 3 shots in your trash can, all right? On your mark, get set, throw! You got this. Oh, number one. That trash was for Mark again. Oh, boom! Right off the back. She's good at basketball, too. Right off the backboard. All right, we got 20 seconds on the clock. All she needs is one more now. One more. Hit that backboard, girl. Come on. Basketball fanatic. Our football fanatics have now taken the lead with $200 on the board and control. Here is your question. In what 2017 movie do Gene, High Five, Jailbreak, and Poop live in a city called Textopolis?
The Emoji Movie.
You got it! The Emoji Movie!
Let's go!
Your next question. Pumps, wedges, and clogs are all types of what clothing? Worth $50.
Shoes?
Shoes, you got it, boo. That's right. Whoa! Football fanatics with $300 and still control of the game. Here's your next question. If you're facing Mount Rushmore, which president is farthest to the right?
Dare.
Dare.
Dare. Now worth $100. If you're facing Mount Rushmore, which president is farthest to the right, Bowtie Boys?
Double dare.
Double dare, now worth $200. What do you think, football fanatics?
We'll take the physical challenge.
They're taking another physical challenge. Come on over here, guys.
The answer is Abe Lincoln. We could have a lead change right here, $200. Liza.
Let me show you how this game works, guys. Now, one of you, could you go behind that line over there? So, one of you will be launching these Velcro-covered kittens from this here catapult. The other one of you guys will be dressed up like a giant ball of yarn. All right, now when you pull back on this catapult, tap, boom! See how it works? There you go. So all you guys have to do is stick these cats onto this big ball of yarn, right? If you stick 4 cats in 30 seconds, we're gonna give you $200. Sounds good,
yeah.
Right? Or which one of you guys wants to be the ball of yarn?
She is.
You're the ball of yarn?
Yeah.
Okay, go have a ball.
Yeah.
All right, now head on over to the catapult. You got that? There we go. There we go. Remember, you guys need to stick 4 cats in 30 seconds to win that $200, all right?
Yeah.
Feeling good? You ready?
Yeah.
All right, I know they are. On your mark, get set, throw! All right, we got our first cat in. It's pulsing. Oh, it's in stick. Next cat in. Coming on over to you, girl. There we go. Oh, we got one cat. We got 20 seconds on the clock. Next cat is coming. Nope. Come on. 16 seconds left. Come on, you got this, man. Keep going.
Seconds now.
That's
true. Gotta get 2 more in 8 seconds.
2 more cats. He's got 6 seconds left. Can he do it? Come on. You got this, dude. You got this. Oh, so close. So close, guys. Good try, guys. Come on back. Oh, and that sound means it's the end of round one. Right now, we have our football fanatics with $300 on the board, and our Bowtie Boys just won $200. They have $350 on the board. It's still anybody's game, right, Mark?
Very tight game today. Lots of good questions and lots of good physical challenges. But when we come back, round two, all the dollar values will be doubled. What are you doing?
Do you want to hear Bad Catch Him?
Sure.
Just kidding. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yes. Whoa. Yeah. You're getting as bad as me.
the dollars. Now, at the end of this round, the winner gets to keep their bank and move on to the final obstacle course. Now, this toss-up will determine who gets in control of round two. Our contestants are closer than ever. Are y'all ready?
Yeah!
On your mark, get set, go!
These two teams have to knock down those flaming targets using a water cannon. First team to knock down four gets $100 in control of the game. Sizzle, because we've raised the stakes. Round two is truly heating up. Who's going to pull it off?
One more fire, one more flame. Put it out. Easy, the next team to put out the flame is our winner. And, whoa, come on. It's getting wet. Ready, set. Come on. Next team. Another team. Congratulations, blue team. You're our winner. $100 is yours. Take that firefighter costume off and come on back. Congratulations, football fanatics. They got the last flame down. Good job. All right, now you guys are in control of round two. This is a very close game, though. Mark, you seeing this?
It's fantastic. It goes back and forth, and next physical challenge could really make a difference.
Yeah, it could. All right, now my football fanatics, they're in control of round two. Here is your question. Who lives at 123.5 Sesame Street? Worth $100?
Dare.
Now worth $200. Boys, who lives at 123.5 Sesame Street? $200 could put you in the lead.
Double dare.
$400 now. What do we think, football fanatics?
Elmo?
Ooh.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer was Big Bird. And since there was a double dare, $400 is for the bow tie, boys. Now you guys have the lead, you have control. Here is your next question. If you're watching a DIY video, what does DIY stand for?
Do it yourself video.
You got it. DIY. Good job, guys. Your next $100 question. When you're no longer a child, but not quite yet a teenager, which of these might you be called? Is it a toddler, a tween, or totally confused?
Tween.
Tween is correct, you got it. Bow tie boys with $950 on the board. Your next question. What is both the name of an e-book reader and what you'd call a group of kittens? Worth $100?
A litter.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer was a Kindle. And since there was no dare, there were no dollars, but that does mean my football fanatics are back in control. What is the official national musical instrument of Scotland?
The bagpipes.
The bagpipes, you got it. Football fanatics with $500 on the board. Here is your next $100 question. What civil rights activist became famous for refusing to give up her seat on the bus in December of 1955?
Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks is correct. Let's go! Here's your next $100 question. Igneous and sedimentary are two of the three main classes of rock. What's the third? All right, football fanatics.
Metamorphic.
Metamorphic is correct. You got it.
Yeah!
$100 question. In the Army, which of these is the higher rank? Is it a colonel, a captain, or general?
General.
You got it, girl. It's general. $800 on the board. Our bow tie boys with $950. This is a very close game. Here's your next $100 question. In what Nintendo video game series will you find the racetracks, Bowser's Castle, and Rainbow Road? Worth $100?
Super Mario Galaxy.
I'm sorry, the correct answer is Mario Kart. And since there was no dare, there were no dollars, but that does mean our bow tie boys are back in control. All right, bow tie boys, your question. On Valentine's Day, what is the name of the winged Roman cherub with a bow and arrow?
Cupid.
Cupid, you got it, man. Of course you would get the bow question. All right, your next $100 question. You reach into your pocket and find 3/4, 1 dime, and 1 penny. How much money do you have?
86 cents.
cents.
86 cents.
That's correct, and I'm impressed. Good job, man. Good job. All right, bow tie boys, here is your next $100 question. Sandy Cheeks and Squidward Tentacles are characters on what Nickelodeon show?
SpongeBob SquarePants?
You got it, man. That's right. All right, here's your next question. What sweet food is made by bees from the nectar of flowers?
Honey.
Honey.
You got it, honey. Get on. I like this strategy here, where you whisper it into his ear and then he says it.
Yeah.
All right, I was about to give a next question, but time is up. Let's check the scores. Our football fanatics have $800, while our bow tie boys have $1,350, which means congratulations, bow tie boys. You guys are our winner. You get to keep all that cash, plus you're headed to the obstacle course. Now, my football fanatics, you guys did such a good job. I think they're Double Dare fanatics, too. They were so good. You guys are not going home empty-handed. You get this high five and some amazing prizes that we have for you guys backstage. Give it up for the football fanatics. Yeah. Are y'all excited for the obstacle course?
Yes.
Yes, they are. Mark, are you?
I'm excited because the Bowtie Boys are about to run this course. Audience, are you ready to see that? 60 seconds, 8 obstacles coming up right after this.
Welcome back to Double Dare, where my bow tie boys have made it all the way to the obstacle course. How are we feeling, bow tie boys?
Amazing.
Feeling good? We got a good stretching. Y'all ready to take on this course? Now, Mboa and Tyson, in the first two rounds, you guys won $1,350.
Yes!
That is so much! You can buy a lot of bow ties with that, huh?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah! Now it's time to take on the Double Dare obstacle course. Now, there are 8 stations, and you're going to finish each one by grabbing the flag. And when you do, you're going to earn an incredible prize. Sounds good, right?
Yeah,
it does. All right, let's walk through it. Our first up, we have the one-ton human hamster wheel. Now, when we do it, you're gonna climb on in, you're gonna run as fast as you can, the slime beaker's gonna fill all the way up to number 6, the glove is gonna come down, you're gonna grab the flag, and then you're gonna grab this prize.
Spike ball, a fun active 2-on-2 game, perfect for the backyard or beach.
Next up is obstacle 2, it's One Nation underwear. You're gonna wanna fly those undies all the way up high, those are marks by the way. Grab the flag, when you grab the flag, you're also gonna grab this prize.
That trip to the world famous Madame Tussauds Hollywood. Come experience the fame and visit your favorite A-lister up close without getting arrested.
Next up is obstacle 3. I think this one's your favorite, right? You like hot dogs?
Yes.
Yeah, you do. All right, you're gonna be covered in ketchup, mustard, and relish, and a flag that you're gonna grab. And when you do, you're also gonna grab this prize.
Experience the thrill of building your own toy roller coaster with Kinect's Thrill Rides.
Oh, there's more. It's obstacle 4. It's the ringer. Not one, but 2 rolls. You're going to squeeze through the first roll, down into the slime, grab the flag, out the second roll, slide on down, and you're going to slide into this prize.
Guitar Center lessons where musicians of all ages at skill levels can learn to play a variety of instruments in any genre.
Next up is obstacle 5. It's the manhole. Flip the lid off of this sewer drain. Get all up in there. Get around the poo-poo. Grab the flag. And when you do, you're also going to grab this prize.
A night at Great Wolf Lodge, North America's largest family of indoor water park resorts. Great Wolf Lodge, the family getaway.
Next up, it's obstacle 6. It's the brick wall breakout. Now, this time you want to hit a wall. Get right on in there, grab the flag in the rubble. When you grab that flag, you're going to be going home with this.
A 43-inch Philips Roku 4000 series LED TV featuring the Roku OS.
Next up is number 7. It's pick it, don't flick it, find it. You want to find the flag. Get all up in that nose, get around the boogers, grab that flag, and when you do, you're going home to this boo.
A Bossy hoverboard with patented true ride stability. Riding is fun and safe. Bossy hoverboards, the future of hoverboards is here.
Next up is number 8, the great
Mount St. Double Dare.
That's right, it's Mount St. Double Dare. All you have to do, All you have to do is climb all the way up to the top, grab the flag. While slime is coming down, you're gonna come down too, and you're also gonna get down with this prize.
A gourmet inclusive family vacation at the Nickelodeon Hotels and Resorts, Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. Good luck, guys, let's do it.
All right. They're feeling good. Bowtie boys are feeling ready. Can I get 60 seconds on the clock? 8 obstacles. Mark is waiting for you guys at the finish line. On your mark, get set, go! Boom! Come on, Bo. There we go, he's going, he's going. It's getting up to the six, and when it does, the flag will come down, and it did! He's grabbing it, and he's on a One Nation underwear. Wave Mark's underwear up in the air, finally. Someone needed to air it out. There we go. Oh, boom, into the hot dog. Ketchup, he loves ketchup. Open your mouth. It's a snag. Did he get the flag? Yes, he did. He's passing it on.
All the Madame Jujot's tickets, the building set, the music lessons, the Great Wolf Live Strip, the Roku TV, the hoverboard, and the trip to Nick Resort's Punta Cana, not to mention $1,350. That's a grand total of $8,500. Unbelievable.
Good job, Bowtie Boy. We'll see you guys next time on Double Dare.
Nice job. That was very exciting.